Hi, my name is Ben Armstrong.
Hi, this is David Koch.
My name is Thomas Maurer.
Hi, I'm Donna Sarkar.
Hi, my name is Lana Montgomery.
Hi, I'm Seth Warez.
Hi, I'm Aaron Thomas.
I'm Jess Dodson.
Hi, I'm Rocky Heckman.
Hi, I'm Sonia Kapp.
Hi, I'm Troy Hunt.
Hello, this is Wally Mead.
My name is Reid Purvis.
Hi, I'm Lars Klink.
Hi, my name is Alan Birchall.
Hi, I'm Adam Fowler.
Hi, I'm Scott Guthrie, and you're listening to the Need to Know podcast.
All the latest Microsoft Cloud news, as well as industry guest deep dive conversations. It's a Need to Know podcast. All thanks to the CIA Ops patron community. The Need to Know podcast. Catch us on Twitter and Facebook, N2K Podcast, and online at ciaops.podbean.com.
Welcome along to the Need to Know podcast. My name is Robert Crane, and this is an FAQ episode. The FAQ episodes are designed to be shorter, more intense, and more focused on a specific technology in Microsoft 365. Now, over the recent history of FAQs, we've been focusing on security. We've been talking about things like policies for spam, for malware, setting up alerts, and so on. Now, most of those things have been included inside the most tenants for free. So this product called Microsoft Cloud App Security generally is an add-on for most SKUs. So you'll need to purchase it as an add-on. Now, there are, in fact, three different versions. There is Microsoft Cloud App Security, which is the high-end, full-featured version. There is Office 365 Cloud App Security. And at the bottom of the range, there's what's called Azure AD Cloud App Discovery. Now, there are some differences between them, but the easy way to think about it is that when you combine Azure AD Cloud App Discovery with Office 365 Cloud App Security, you end up with Microsoft Cloud App Security. So you end up with the third product. Now, if you want to start off with the most basic version of this now, what Azure AD Cloud App Discovery will do for you, it will allow you to see the SaaS-based applications in your environment, will be able to look at how much traffic is flowing around when it comes to people using web-based applications. You can report on that. You can get more information about who's using it, what IPs, what machines, and so on. It is a relatively basic discovery environment, but it is very handy if you are assessing your environment. Now, Azure AD Cloud App Discovery is part of Azure AD P1. So when you have Azure AD P1, you will get this Azure AD Cloud App Discovery. Now, remember that Microsoft 365 Business Premium includes Azure AD P1 now. So you will be getting this with your Microsoft 365 Business Premium. And the way that we access that basically is we go to portal.cloudappsecurity.com. We log in with an administrator account and then we can view the dashboard there. Now, the next step up is Office 365 Cloud App Security, and that is more focused on looking at the interactions, the logins, the files that are being opened and so on inside the tenant. Now, it generally doesn't include a lot of the discovery things that we get with Azure AD Cloud App Discovery. It's more focused on the security and the alerting side of it. Now, Office 365 Cloud App Security generally is an add-on. It's a couple of dollars per user per month to add on to your environment, but it is a highly worthwhile investment because it just gives you so much information about what's actually happening in the tenant in a very nice graphical manner, and also allows you to easily do queries and see what's going on. Now, importantly, it also allows you to set up alerts so that you can get information, for example, as to when there are mass downloads and so on. So the key to Office 365 Cloud App Security is basically what you would do is you would go into that same URL, portal.cloudappsecurity.com. You would then look for the the control option, and in there you'll see that there are a number of templates. Now, these are templates that Microsoft has provided that look for nefarious activity. You can obviously create your own based off these templates, but these are always very good ones to go and implement. So, for example, one that we see in there that's common is mass download by a single user. So what's going to happen there is when we enable that tenant, we are going to be able to add this template as a policy, right? So once we add it as a policy, then we look in the policies area and we'll be able to go in and, for example, look at these actual queries or policies. Now, for example, what we can do with this policy, say for mass downloads, is we can determine whether we want to be notified or we want actions taken on a single activity or a repeated activity. So we can say, you know what, we're going to get lots and lots of people downloading files in our environment, and what we want to do is actually set the threshold. So let's say we have, you know, 100 downloads in 1 minute. That's what we're going to consider to be something that would trip an alert. Now, if it does trip, then what actions are we going to do? Now, normally what we're going to do is go in and set up an alert. We want to send an email to an email address. One of the good things about the Cloud App Security environment is that we can also set emails outside our tenant. So we don't have to send it just to the tenant admins. We can actually send it to a third-party email address if we want. We can also set up text messages if that's enabled in your tenant. And I think this is the real key here, is we can also integrate Power Automate. So we can now kick off what's fast becoming known as a playbook. So this is a set of actions based on the Power Automate to basically do or take any actions, custom actions that you want. And down the bottom, you will have also the ability to have some governed actions. So you may, for example, if a user has exceeded the threshold for mass downloads, you can then go and suspend that user, require them to sign in, and also set up a number of different options that are available in the governance area. Now, all of these policies do vary. You can go in and customize. Like I said, you can create your own, and it's very easy to set up a query that will allow you to match the criteria that you want. So a very good example in my case is one of the things that I've set up in MCAS that I do want to track is I want to, for example, know when a global administrator logs into my production tenant outside of my home or corporate IP address. So if I'm out on the road and I log in as a global administrator to my production tenant, I want to know so that I can verify, yes, that was me. Technically, I suppose if someone does compromise the tenant, they're going to log in from outside my corporate IP address, and that's going to send me an alert, so I'm aware of that. Now, at the moment, I have probably over, you know, getting close to 50 different policies, and you do need to tailor these because it's very easy to end up getting alert overload if you do turn all of these on and set them up to the max. So again, my advice to you is to go in, add the standard policies that Microsoft gives you, set all those up so that they are working, monitor them, work out what's a good threshold, and also which ones make sense for you. Once you've used the standard ones Microsoft provides, then look at going in and creating your own custom ones that make sense. So for me, for example, for my one, I had a global admin access. I've also got alerts around failed logins, but you can basically do anything that you please to give you that sort of information. Now, you can keep creating these policies. Now, also remember to check back regularly, as Microsoft does add new custom policies as well. Now, not only that, we can go into the investigate option here and go into the activity log. Now, the activity log is actually going to show us all the activities inside our tenant. So it's a bit of a like an event viewer, but you get infinitely more detail. So you'll be able to see, for example, that someone has accessed the file, what file have they accessed, what was the user account, what IP address were they logging in from, the country, the location, and then if we want, we can take actions on that IP address. We can block it, we can say that it's a VPN, we can whitelist it, we can do whatever we want. So it gives you a huge amount of information as to what's happening in that environment. We can see logins, we can see all sorts of things in there. So it's really, really powerful to give you that low-level activity. Now, yes, you do get that in things like the audit log, but Cloud App Security just brings it together so much better, so much easier. And one of the things that Cloud App Security also provides us is the ability to look at our OAuth apps. So these are apps that users have authorized to access information programmatically inside the tenant. Now, you probably want to keep an eye on that to make sure that they haven't selected something that could be a bit nefarious there. So again, that is Office 365 Cloud App Security, which gives you that policies, gives you the alerting, gives you those sort of templates to monitor the security and the actions of what's happening inside your environment. Now, at the top of the chain here is the Microsoft Cloud App Security. This is a combination of the other two. This will give you the discovery and the security and the alerting combined together. It can be purchased as a standalone package, but it is included with Azure AD P2, which means it typically comes with an E5 license. So if you do have E5, you've probably got this. Again, same portal, portal.cloudappsecurity.com. Now, this gives us a much better overview. It gives us a dashboard. It helps us with investigations as to incidents. So, you know, maybe there's been failed logins and then there's been a mass download. That's going to pop up and give us some more information about investigating that. So it's going to give us a lot more detail. In that, it's going to give us all the features that we talked about in the other two, but it's going to, again, be much more granular, much more involved. So it's highly, again, highly recommended as an option for you as well. Now, the good thing with all of these, especially MCAS, is that we now, once we've set up our audit logs and all the other alerting things that we've done, a lot of these will feed pretty much automatically into our Cloud App Security, no matter which version it is, and then it will then on feed into other tools like Azure Sentinel. So this is one of the benefits of the Microsoft environment, is this ability to start aggregating all this information more or less automatically for us. There's no major need to go and connect things up or do some sort of API. They generally is either directly connected or it's a very simple option that you need to turn on. Now, one of the other really good things I like about Microsoft Cloud App Security in general is the fact that we can also access that through an API and through PowerShell. So we can manipulate it through that, we can extract information, we can do a number of manipulations around there. Now, what we can also do is you can now integrate some of your on-premises environments, your firewalls, your edge devices into Microsoft Cloud App Security. So that's one of the benefits here, is its ability to take logs from standard firewalls and also feed that in for information. Now, if you have implemented Microsoft Defender ATP, that's also going to be a benefit, because the Defender ATP client will again feed information into Microsoft Cloud App Security and start reporting all the logs, and that's really handy when you want to look at what people are browsing, particular websites, and maybe if you're doing blocking and setting up alerts on that as well. So once again, the big benefit here of the Microsoft environment is going to be this ability, this integration between all the products, right? So again, in summary, we start off with the simplest product, which is the Azure AD Cloud App Discovery, right? Just looking at the interactions, looking at the traffic effectively. Then we move up to Office 365 Cloud App Security, which is more focused on the actions that are taking place inside the tenant. And then the top of the line is the Microsoft Cloud App Security, which is the combination of the other two. Now, as I said, Azure AD Cloud App Discovery comes with Azure AD P1. The Office 365 Cloud App Security can be purchased as a single standalone SKU, and so can Microsoft Cloud App Security. Now, they're not very expensive, but if you are monitoring, managing, and you're looking to secure environments, I would highly recommend these as something that is going to be a real benefit in your toolkit when managing and monitoring a tenant. Now, remember that you can generally sign up for a 30-day trial, so put it in, have a look, play with it for 30 days, see if it's worthwhile. Pretty confident that you would be surprised with the information and how handy it actually is, especially when you start diving into the ability to create these alerts, these sophisticated alerts or long queries. So again, you can have complex queries that would trigger an alert, and then you can actually take action. So we can, you know, for example, force a user to log out, or we can, if we want to get even more customized, we can go and start looking at doing the Power Automate side of it. So don't overlook the fact that once you have done all the basics, the DNS and the spam policies and the audit logging, that Microsoft, again, has a whole range of products and tools which will take advantage of all those low-level settings and make it easier for people to monitor and get the information they need, as well as take action. So Microsoft Cloud App Security is one of these. If you do have it in your environment, certainly recommend you turn it on, have a play with it, see what can be done. And then if you haven't, look at a 30-day trial, and I think that you'd be very, very impressed with the information that you are getting out and the ease with which you can extract that information and get meaningful results from it. So again, thank you very much for listening to this episode. We'll continue to focus on some of the security side of things with the FAQs. Remember that if you do have any questions, you can reach me directly via director@ciaops.com, at director@ciaops.com on the Twitters. Don't forget to provide us any feedback via feedback@needtoknow.cloud, and follow along with the podcast at N2K Podcast on Twitter and Facebook. So again, take this opportunity. Thank you for listening to this episode and look out for upcoming episodes of the Need to Know Podcast.
You have been listening to the Need to Know Podcast from CIA Ops. For training on using technologies like SharePoint Online or Microsoft 365, visit www.ciaopsacademy.com. By purchasing from the selections available, you'll be directly supporting this podcast. To provide feedback on this episode, visit www.ciaops.com/contact.